Okay, Ash, what do you think the number one boy costume is for Halloween?
Boy costume, yeah. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Boy or like male?
Boy.
So child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. A baseball player.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It's a superhero.
Batman.
No.
Superman.
No.
Hulk.
No.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Ah, there
it's
you go.
It's estimated that 2.2 million children
oh my God.
Will wear Spider-Man costume. And then what do you think the number one girl costume is?
Britney Spears.
That's like in 10 years.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, girl. Barbie?
No.
A princess.
Yep.
A princess or a specific princess?
Just as their favorite princess, it estimates 1.9 million.
Mm.
And then after that, 1.6 million... will wear witch costumes, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1.3 million will dress as a ghost.
Wow.
I would not guess the witch and ghost is top ones, but the other two I figured.
Ghost makes sense to me because that's the like the easiest costume.
Like, cut
so I feel like if you didn't plan, you know, well, mm-hmm. ghost is like such a go-to, especially if you have like kids and they're running around. That makes sense to me.
Interesting Halloween fact or fiction.
With or just fact.
Or just fact. Welcome to the pod, y'all.
Hello, guys. Happy spooky season.
Yeah, it's literally almost done.
We're nearing the end of this wonderful journey.
I think this is our bonus episode.
Right, correct.
So
our actual Halloween episode will, you know, come out then.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, you're welcome.
Yeah. We did this for you.
Extra work. How dare
you?
You
guys said you wanted more, so we're here.
Yeah.
giving you more.
And then next will be our last episode, which is so sad.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But it's funny. I've had multiple people, even some people like that I know personally, tell me like, hey, I love your podcast, love to listen, but like I can't handle it.
And they need us back, you know.
They need
And we need them back. It's a mutual thing.
We do. But again, you know, what, I mean, I think it's a thing. Like people want
It's totally
scary stories, Ash.
It's totally a thing. People love us.
T.
And the scary stories.
Do you know yet what you're going to be for Halloween?
I'm torn between two. I am trying to decide if I want, with my boyfriend, where we're trying to do a couples one, the Bridgerton couple, or Lucas and Max from Stranger Things. And the funny bit is my sister is going to go, I don't know what day it's going to be, but she's going to be, what's his name from Stranger Things with the crazy guy, Hellfire Club?
Absolutely, Eddie.
What's his name? Eddie. Alicia's going to go as Eddie because she has the exact hair.
But she also has the exact face.
Yeah, like everything about her is like a female version of Eddie. Yeah. It's really funny. She even used to play guitar when she was little.
Yeah.
So she's going to be like fresh face, like no makeup, and just let her hair kind of be like.
Yeah.
He had it like it was like a wave. So I think she's going to try to do like a little bit of like a
like
frizzy
a beach
wave.
Yeah.
And then let her bangs be crazy. And then she got a guitar hero guitar to walk around
epic.
With. So I thought it would be funny if we ended up going as Lucas and Max, because then we'd kind of be like a little squad.
No, of course. That's so good.
What about you, Taryn? Do you know what
I still don't exactly know what I'm doing for Halloween, but I am going to a Halloween party, and me and my sister Vanessa are doing Men in Black. So
that's good.
Yeah, I bought like blow up aliens and
incredible.
All that stuff.
Yes, are you going to have them like taped around you?
I don't know yet.
I feel like there's different ways to do that. Yeah.
But yeah, it's almost here, y'all.
It's almost here.
And then I don't love November, minus like it still is fall. But I feel like November is just the like sandwich between like October and December, which are my favorite.
Right. Well, I feel like most people would probably agree with that. I enjoy, at least for in LA, November feels more like October probably does for everyone else here. It's still warm, but like it's cooler.
A little colder, yeah.
And that's when I start, you know, grabbing jackets and stuff like that. So I love November for that, but I'm not a huge Thanksgiving girl.
Yeah.
So wouldn't mind skipping to Christmas.
Who needs to be thankful? You know?
I'll take my stuffing to go.
Just like a total side note. Me and Ash got asked to be guests on a scary podcast. And
I feel
like it's just as exciting to me as us being asked to go on like a mental health podcast. Because I feel like those are like our two realms.
Yeah.
And
it's one or
the other. I just think it's hilarious that like our October series got enough traction that someone who had a scary podcast is like, come on. However, I definitely think our vibe is like different than their usual stuff, but I think that's
funny. We're a little more on the goofy side, which I love.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I think it was a blast, and I'm excited just to have tried something different.
Yeah.
So definitely go check out their podcast. We'll have it linked in the description box below. Definitely worth the listen, and listen to your girls over there.
Something scary.
Yes,
that's what it's called.
Man.
Okay, let's freaking jump in. Are you have a short?
I do have a short, and I'm very excited.
Is it a scary short?
It's a spooky short.
Okay.
So here we go.
Instantly got heartburn. I don't know if it's
fascinating.
Because I'm scared.
I had the weirdest thing happen last night. My stomach
dog was
hurting so bad, I thought I was going to throw up.
Ooh.
For like hours. And then I finally fell asleep, woke up fine. So weird.
Weird.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Interesting.
I kept thinking, I was like, can you have acid reflex in your stomach and do something like that, because nothing ever happened. But also I'm 32 now and I'm just getting old, and this stuff like this just happens now, evidently.
I carry Tums in my purse.
That's where we're at. This one is titled, I love it, October series with a little ghost emoji next to it.
Cute.
Super cute. All right, let's get into it. Hello, Taryn and Ashley. This is my first October series watching UA. And let me tell you, I'm loving it. Also, she said watching.
Oh, hi.
So I'm assuming you're a YouTube follower. If you guys didn't know, we record all of these episodes and we put them on YouTube. So if you want to see us, you can. If you want to know whose voice is whose, you can. I remember the first time that happened to me with My Favorite Murder.
Did you think they were opposite too? Same. Yeah. I think we've talked about this before, but
I don't know why.
And I'm pretty sure there was an episode or where someone wrote in and said that they had our voices mixed up.
Yes. So funny.
Which is so funny because I feel like aesthetically, I look more like me than, like, if I were listening to our podcast, I'd be like, one of them's like weird. And then the other one's more like put together, right?
No.
Okay, well, that's the vibe. I feel like.
I think you're funnier.
I think when you look at the two of us, like, you're always more put together.
In what
Whereas
way?
I slightly look like I got ready in 5 minutes. And, like, I just feel like I look, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Huh. Fascinating.
I just think our outsides look like our insides.
I'm really trying to follow here, and I'm having a really hard time.
People who know, they know.
Okay.
They know.
All right. Continuing, she says, okay, so this story happened when I was in middle school and had a friend sleeping over at my house. My dad was out of town with both of my siblings, so it was just my mom, my friend, and I at home. My friend and I woke up that normal Sunday morning and went downstairs to look for some breakfast. When I got downstairs, all the lights were off, and there was a note from my mom on the kitchen that said, went to church, be back soon.
Middle school. Is that junior high?
Yeah.
I don't think my parents... when did your parents start leaving you by yourself? I guess junior high.
I don't know. And also, I feel like it depends on where you live.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
And the note was next to some cinnamon rolls that she had already made. What a mom.
Wow.
What a mom.
Goals.
The cinnamon rolls were already cold, so I heated them up for my friend and I. After breakfast, my friend and I started watching TV. About 30 minutes into our show, we heard a loud thud come from upstairs. I mean, like, really loud, they write in all caps. A really loud noise as if someone or something fell and hit the ground really, really hard. Since my friend and I knew that we were the only ones home, we did what any sensible person would do and got the hell out of there.
See, that's more my style where I'm like, no, it's
you
not
don't
even
look back. You don't even have a chance to like second guess yourself.
No.
You're just out of the building.
And it's not even like I'm just like, I scream and I run out of fear. It's more like a nope. Like,
yeah.
Nope. I'm done. Like,
nope.
I don't need to know. Goodbye.
Bye. You know? We ran out my front door and stood at the top of the driveway looking at my house. We were trying to think of every reasonable explanation for the noise when suddenly something caught both of our attentions. All the lights in my parents' room on the second floor flickered on. My friend and I both screamed and made a beeline for our next door neighbor's house. We frantically knocked on my neighbor Paul's front door, telling him what we had seen. Poor Paul was about 65 years old, grabbed his baseball bat before heading back to my house to check it out. Paul opened the back door, screaming, "Hello? Is anyone there?" with my friend and I trailing closely behind him. Then, without a single noise, a figure appeared in the kitchen. And who was it? My mother.
What?
I have quite literally never been more embarrassed in my life. Apparently, my mom wrote the note to my friend and I before she got ready for church. So she hadn't actually left the house yet and was upstairs the entire time.
Oh, my God.
You tricked me.
Yeah. You tricked me, Ash. I'm scared.
To this day, I still feel so awkward every time I see poor Paul and can't get the picture of him holding the baseball bat out of my head. I hope you enjoyed this terrifyingly embarrassing story that I couldn't help but share. Love you guys and happy October series.
Oh, I love Paul.
Paul.
Paul's
Everyone
like,
needs
bet.
A Paul in their
Let's
life.
Go.
Oh my God. It's just funny because not only did she wake up and her friend have breakfast after seeing the note, but then they watch TV for like 30 minutes after seeing the note. So their mom must have like been super quiet the whole time upstairs.
Yeah.
Like maybe doing her makeup or something, not like a blow dryer or anything like that.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That's happened to me a couple of times where like Ryan's come home and I hear him come home.
Yeah.
So then to in his mind, he's like, oh, she heard me come in. So he'll just walk out of his room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
because I wasn't expecting.
I've done that with Alicia a couple times too. She'll like be in her room editing quietly and she won't hear me.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, I didn't know you were here.
Wow. Well, you got me on that one. I was so scared.
They
I was
got
like,
you.
A figure appeared because you said it was spooky.
Well, it's spooky time.
It is. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, this story is called, I'm not going to say what it's called. It's just a spooky October story.
Yes.
Hi, Ash and Taryn.
Hey.
I guess that's still normal. I'm a new listener and absolutely love your pod. You guys have been the sole reason I don't hate doing my dishes and laundry as much as of lately.
That's so me.
You know?
That's so me.
Just trying to solve everyone's problems.
Yeah, we're just trying to hear. We're here to help.
One word at a time. One silky,
we support you.
Raspy voice at a time.
Silky raspy?
Yeah. That's me.
Silky raspy.
What is your voice? How would you describe your
voice? I wouldn't say silky raspy.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't about my own either.
I don't know. I'd say kind of high-pitched and annoying, I think.
I don't think you have a high-pitched voice.
I think I can have a high-pitched voice. I'm probably triggered because of my early YouTube days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But also, yes, when I'm laughing, my voice is like so high.
So high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I also, sorry.
Continue. Go ahead.
I watched a TikTok.
Okay.
And it was talking about how to find your true voice, which I thought was fascinating because I do think a lot of people, I think the most common thing people do is have a telephone voice.
Oh, but my telephone voice is like basically when I'm talking to anyone who I don't know.
Exactly. And what does it do? Like it goes up high and
high
becomes
and very like,
polite.
Yeah.
Yes. So like I'd be like, you know, hello, thanks for calling, blah, blah, blah. Like my voice goes up like to like three higher octaves and like is not me in any way. And a girl was talking about how she got complimented a lot about like the tone of her voice. And she said she used to have a really high pitched voice. And she started before like meetings or work things or whatever. She started like humming like a nice natural hum, like and letting herself really relax until she found effortless tone.
Yeah.
Nothing was forced. And then she just deep breath and start talking like that.
Huh.
And I was like, that's interesting.
I'm going to try it and then call you. You're all hello.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, but this is also coming from someone who used to YouTube earlier.
Hey, guys.
Earlier on. And my voice was like, I can't watch it. It's horribly embarrassing.
Cute. No, it's so cute. Okay. When I heard you're looking for spooky Halloween stories, I immediately thought of this one. Thanks for reactivating my repressed childhood memory.
No.
Honestly, once you hear this memory, we both sincerely apologize.
Oh, no.
Because, yeah.
She had fully forgotten it or she just was like, oh, yeah,
I think they're those. I don't think it's like a, oh, my gosh, I just realized I had all this. But, like, you know those things you just your subconscious kind of like pushes back.
Yeah. 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 Oh, no.
Here we go. Buckle up.
Here we go.
My childhood bedroom used to be downstairs, as was my little brother's room. My parents' room was upstairs. For reference, my little brother is a year and a half younger than me, and I must have been 7 when this happened. So that would make him, what's 7 minus 1.5, Ash?
7 minus 1.5? 5.5.
I love you. I honestly struggled with that too.
I like double checked in my mind before I said 5.5. I was like,
you're like, I'm going to insert a laughter to give myself a second.
As I'm like panicking. Calculator. All fingers up, like drop. Yeah.
I hate math. Okay.
Same.
I've always been a deep sleeper, but for some reason I have periods of waking up in the middle of night for no reason, even as a little girl. I've learned that staying in bed waiting to fall asleep doesn't work for me, so I usually walk into the kitchen to grab a snack or watch TV for a little bit. You do that, like where you're, because I'll just lay there and just try to fake it till I make it. Mm. But you'll be like, I'm going to get up, like watch TikTok, get a drink of water, like try to refresh myself before going to bed.
Specifically, oh wait, sorry, do you mean...
Like, if you wake up in the middle of the night, instead of just laying there, you'll be like, okay, I'm going to get a drink. I'm going to watch TikTok, something.
If I can't fall back asleep or I woke up from a nightmare, I have to change something. So I can't just sit there in the dark. I'll dwell on it.
Yeah.
On the fact, on A, the fact that I'm not sleeping, or two, the dream. So then it's better for me to turn on the light really quick. I'll go to the bathroom or get a glass of water, and I'll usually watch YouTube or TikTok until I, like, calm down. But. Yeah.
Good, you know, practice.
It's a good, you know, we just got to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. One night, whatever force that enjoys messing with me decided it was time for me to wake up again in the middle of the night. I used to be a big puzzler as a child, so I walked over to the living room to continue the puzzle I had started earlier that day for a bit.
Taryn's a big puzzler.
Puzzling. Wizard is about to do some puzzling. I'll never hear the word puzzle without instantly wanting to
also,
sing that song.
Also, if you're new, we're big New Girl fans. And
also,
quoted a lot.
I've sang that on a podcast episode before, and I tagged him, and he responded and was like, ha, ha, ha.
Winston.
Okay. Wow. Okay, let's get spooky, Ash.
Yeah, also, yeah.
No, shh. No, we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. I turn around the corner of the hallway, and I see that all the candles are on in the living room. And my little brother is standing in the middle of the room holding one, creepily staring at the ceiling. Can you just picture that?
When she says all the candles are on,
like lit. All the candles are lit.
Like with fire.
With fire. Her brother's holding a candle in his hand, 5-year-old. Holding, like at 5, do you even know how to light candles?
No.
Holding the candle, staring at the ceiling.
Oh, God. Okay.
He also had some candles around him on the floor.
In a circle?
I don't know. That's all I'm
picturing a circle.
Circles are bad. I didn't even know we had that many candles. I freeze for a moment, rub my eyes to make sure I'm not actually having a nightmare. But nope, it's real. I ask him, what are you doing? Not a peep. He just stays like that. I stare at him in disbelief.
I can't, this one scares me.
He calmly lowers his head, looks at me, and says very softly, go away, you're interrupting.
You mean the demon inside him said that?
I hate that.
That wasn't him.
That's what I'm picturing.
That wasn't him. In my head, that was a deep
interrupting?
Voice.
Interrupting?
Yeah.
That's a big word.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
When do you start saying interrupt?
No. Interrupt.
It's after 5 in my head.
Honestly, 12.
Okay, I'm sweating. Okay. I run up the stairs and frantically scream for my parents.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad. She leaves the brother's name out. We'll say...
David.
I'll say Ryan, my brother. No, I don't want him associated with this. David. Okay. David's being weird. My mom is specifically anxious about leaving candles and even lights on. Mm-hmm. Even leaving a candle on while you step into another room is a big no-no for her. That's my dad. I always used to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, now I'm like, why did she always have such an intense fear of candles being lit? I know. Probably because she knows. Okay. So she immediately came downstairs with me. If you thought the previous thing was already creepy, we find my brother sleeping in his bed peacefully. So we go into the living room and nothing. No smoke, no smell, no melted candle wax.
What?
I know. Some of the candles were even new ones that were never lit before.
Mm-mm.
My brother would have never had the time to replace them. Also, he's friggin' 5.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to reach where they were stored. Me and my mom were too tired and weirded out to deal with it, so we just go back to bed.
Uh-uh. No.
The next morning, my brother is eerily quiet at the breakfast table.
Right.
My mom asks him what's wrong. He reluctantly confesses he accidentally wet the bed. Poor Bubbles. But that it was because he had a very scary nightmare about, quote unquote, the fireman.
The fireman?
I hate this.
The fireman?
He looked actually terrified while talking about this. So my mom looks at me and motions at me, zip it.
Right.
We have never talked about this anymore after it happened until we ended up in a house fire 4 years later when I was 11 and my brother was 9. The police and firemen couldn't explain how it happened or what the source of the fire was. Of course they couldn't. Of course they couldn't.
Because
of the
fireman.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I asked my mom, do you think... Looking over at my brother, she said, nope, not going there. So I guess we're never going to know. Me and my brother are in our mid-20s now, and we're fine. I'm not even sure if he remembers. I kind of want to bring it up to him now, although I'd hate myself if it were to rekindle a flame.
Ooh, that was good.
From the past.
Well done. Well done.
That was good.
That was good.
XOXO Anonymous.
Oof. Evil spirits.
Ew.
Was in that house. And
how did it happen,
that
though?
Boy, and that was, nope. Nope.
So the question is, mm-mm. Well, no, that wouldn't make sense. Because in my mind, I was like, okay, so maybe like she was possessed by something because she saw the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then that wouldn't make sense with like her brother then saying the
fireman
thing.
Why would he have the nightmare?
And then also, what are the odds of then like all of a sudden their house burning down when the fire people can't trace the source of the fire?
And from what I understand, it's usually really easy to find the source of a burning
like
building or a flame
curling
or whatever.
Iron. It was the
there's
whatever.
Always like it's from
there
what
was
I,
an accelerant.
I have no reason to explain this or evidence to prove it, but I've heard it's usually super easy to find whatever the cause was. So like in a normal house.
I know.
It should be pretty plain what caused
it.
It
was the fireman. I hate it.
Dear God.
I know, terrifying. I just hate that it was a little kid. It's always a little kid.
There was a story, there was a short I almost read that was a little kid also. And maybe I will read it for our Halloween episode or something like that.
Okay, well now you have to because you mentioned it.
Or I could, yeah. I don't
we
know
just make our Halloween episode like 4 hours long.
We just I'm okay with that. We both. What if we both come with a short and a?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
Go ham.
Okay then. Well, okay then. Dear God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I just won't have kids. My nightmare.
I mean, don't have kids or don't get old.
My nightmare is like having children, and I did this to my mom all the time. Like. And having a nightmare and coming to like tell me or needing me
and just
hovering over you.
Why do kids? I used to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
but
so scared.
Because I knew I would, if I stood there long enough, one of my parents would wake up.
I think the thing was, like, I was always, the amount of times that I had to do that because of the amount of nightmares that I had was embarrassingly often. So I think I felt bad waking them up.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of stand there quietly, and inevitably my mom would wake up and she'd just be like,
yeah. Well, yeah, because you're just like a terrifying child standing there.
Oh, God, it's terrible. It's so scary. Ugh.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Ash, take us away.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me zoom in. 20 font. So I've gotten really good at copying the story, moving it over to pages, and expanding it so I can read it easier. This one is titled "The Story About My Stalker." And I was very excited to read this because this is a real...
Oh, my gosh.
This is not... And when we say real, we mean this is not supernatural. This is like a... It's still a scary story, but it's
a
different kind of
scary. No, because none of the other stuff is real.
A lot.
It's make-believe.
Oh, it's not real.
And that is what I will continue.
We don't live there.
I could have a ghost staring me straight in the face and I would be like, you're not real.
You're not real. That's not happening.
No.
Okay, let's get into the story. Hi, Taryn and Ash. I love you both so much. I always tune into your October series because it's my absolute favorite spooky podcast series I have ever heard.
Ooh.
The honor.
Honored. Wow.
I hope you get around to reading my story, but if not, I'm still fangirling. Oh, well.
Well.
You got chosen, so here we go. Anyways, let's get into the story. I don't have a title, but you can make one up if you want. You can say my name. My name is Sarah. Sarah with an H. I'm going to throw that in there. Okay. And I have a story for you about something that happened a couple of years ago when I was in college. It has taken some time for me to be able to retell it because in a lot of ways, I'm still trying to figure out what happened to me. So, some backstory. I was attending a Big Ten university in the Midwest. I'm not going to disclose which one due to the nature of the story. But I was a sophomore in college at the time and loving it, she puts in all caps. I was living with three other girls who were my best friends at the time, and we always had each other's backs, no matter what. I was also working at our spirit store, where we would sell all sorts of merch for our school. I loved my job, and life was good and seemingly normal. Something important to note was that I did not have a car because I have a twin sister and we shared a car at the time. So it was her semester to have it at college.
Oh, that's a different way to...
They must not be at the same school.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But kind of cool.
Kind of cool. But also, that sucks for the month that you don't have
yeah.
it. Having to like figure it out
on your
own.
That'd be fun though, because like, I'm sure like whoever had the car drove to the other one. And then,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I get it, but also that's a tough share. So that meant that in order to get from work to my apartment, I needed to take public transportation, which in this case was a bus. This really was not a huge deal for me at the time. It was reliable and fast considering some cities' public transit. Keep in mind that this bus system was for not just my college, but the surrounding city. So literally anyone could ride it, not just students. I had never run into problems until January of 2020. It was a cold but sunny day in January, and I had just got done with my shift at the spirit store. It was just after... I can't hear spirit store and not think of like the Halloween spirit store.
Isn't that what she's talking about?
No, she's working at her university spirit store merch. And
I totally heard the other one, and then I was laughing because like, remember when... Toys R Us went out of business, that meme that was going around where it said Spirit coming soon.
Yeah.
Because those always pop up in like abandoned buildings.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm glad
clarify,
you said that because I was picturing.
Yeah, to clarify, she's working at her university's spirit store.
Like merch.
Mascot,
all that stuff. Yeah.
Merch, memorabilia,
mascot.
That kind of stuff.
They just
I'm sure they have little
costumes.
Not costumes. Oh, God. She's still stuck on the Spirit.
Okay.
It was just after 7:30 and starting to get dark, but I only had about a 7-minute walk to my bus stop, which would take me straight home. I was used to this routine since every week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I took the same bus and the same route home. Sometimes I would even see the same people on the bus since it was a common commuter route, but no one I could recount seeing every time. This will be important later. This time, I was the only one who got picked up at my stop. Usually, I try to sit in the front, one for comfort, and then two, it's an easy exit. But this time, it was particularly busy, so I sat in the back of the bus. I put my AirPods in and was listening to my favorite song at the time, Dancing with a Stranger by Sam Smith. Love Sam Smith.
Love that song.
And all of a sudden, I felt a hand on my knee from the seat across from me. Out of confusion, I look up and saw a middle-aged man staring and smiling at me.
With his hand on your knee? Oh, mm-hmm. No. That thing would get slapped so fast.
In general, don't touch a stranger's knee.
That's such a weird...
Don't touch a stranger's knee. If you need their attention,
tap the shoulder.
Yeah.
A knee is weird.
A knee is... It's an unnecessarily intimate place to touch.
Yeah.
On a stranger. You don't do
Ew.
That. Yeah. He seemed friendly enough, so I smiled back, dismissing the fact that he just touched my leg. He waves and I smile back uncomfortably. He starts talking, but I couldn't quite hear him, so I take out my AirPods to listen to what he's saying. Immediately, I feel uneasy. He said, "Hi, how are you today?" "I'm all right," I responded. "What is your name?" he asked.
Fake name.
Yeah. At this point, I didn't know whether to say my real name or not.
Fake name, always.
But I figured I must know him from class or something and couldn't remember, so I gave him my real name. Sarah, what about you? I answered. He responded with his name and a smile and said, "Ah, Sarah." He smirked. I was immediately weirded out because by his response, he seemed almost satisfied to know my name.
Ew.
My heart was pounding out of my chest. I tried to get out of the conversation, but he kept engaging. "You know, I've been watching you on this bus for the last few weeks. I'm happy to finally get to meet you," he says keenly.
Ew.
At this point, I had a horrible gut feeling and tried to put together what he was saying, but my brain was already in fight or flight. I was thinking to myself, did he really just say he's been watching me for the last few weeks? When I didn't respond, he said, I'd like to hang out with you. I'm new to the school and don't know anyone. As I've been watching you, you seem nice and you seem fun. Would you like to come over sometime?
Ew. Ew. Everything about that is so
also
weird.
She said middle-aged man.
Yeah.
Which makes this even worse. Like, it's not... Either
what
way, it's bad.
What is middle-aged? Like...
40.
Okay.
When I hear middle-aged, I think 40, 50.
Okay.
But I go more 40.
Yeah.
Because it's like 40 is the like over the hill. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah, that's yeah, middle yeah. in my head. Oof. I don't think that's a good idea, I responded firmly. Oh, why not? It would be fun, he exclaimed with a confused look on his face. I kept refusing his advances, but he was not taking no for an answer. Finally, he said, annoyed, well, at least put your number in my phone.
What is wrong with this person?
He handed me his phone. He was starting to look irritated, which was a big red flag to me. I have never talked to this guy in my life, but he's mad at me? When he's the one to admit to watching me and wants me to come over, it was baffling to me now and at the time, but in the moment, I was more just scared. I refused to give him my number, but he was getting angry that I wouldn't give it to him. I finally obliged because I was truly concerned.
What are the people doing around her?
I know. Like, just watching?
Why would you not?
She said, like, it was a busy bus.
Yeah. Like, why would you not, like, pick up on she's uncomfortable and, like, say something?
Yeah. The only thing I could think of is, like, where I'm at now in life, I'd be more confident to be like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
You know? But on public transportation, I'm usually, like, AirPods in, looking out the window. Like, I'm assuming it's probably the same. Like, on flights, I don't look at people.
Yeah, that's
really
true.
You know, I'm reading or I'm like on my phone or something.
I hate this.
Yeah, I could see people just not paying attention. But anyways, let's get back to it. I was not getting off the bus for another 10 stops and I couldn't move seats because it was that crowded. So he handed me his phone with an empty contact screen open. I knew this guy had been more or less stalking me for the last few weeks, so if anything happened to me, I wanted to know something about him, so I looked through some of his phone to get any kind of identifying characteristics. But when more and more seconds passed, he started to look a little more frustrated. I figured I wouldn't find anything, so I went back to the contact page. I was gonna put a fake name in, but I realized I already gave him my name.
Well, she better have put a fake number.
It was at this time I highly regretted telling him my real name. So instead of spelling Sarah correctly, I spelled it without the H so that he at least wouldn't know my true spelling. I also knew I couldn't give him my real number. So I put in my childhood landline phone that has been inactive for like 7 years. I honestly thought at this point I was safe. I was getting closer and closer to my stop and he would never know I gave him the wrong number, right?
Oh, he probably called it right away. Frick.
I was utterly mistaken. All of a sudden, he said, thank you. Now, let's make sure you put the right number in.
Oh, my gosh.
As he starts smirking at me. What? I thought, who does that? He asked, did you get my text? As my phone was literally in my hand, I couldn't say that I didn't have my phone on me. So instead, I told him that I only had my work phone and didn't have my personal phone on me, so I couldn't say for sure if I got it or not, which was quick thinking on her part.
Yeah.
At this time, he got a text from my childhood landline number saying something like the number you have dialed is not valid. Try a different number or something like that. It was this moment he realized what I was doing. His face turned bright red and I knew I had to escape from the situation. He looked so angry. I thought he was going to do something horrible to me right then and there. Even though my stop was only 5 away, I knew I couldn't let him see where I live. So I only, in a split second, decided to get up and bolt out the door to a random stop that I didn't recognize. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew I had to leave quickly enough that he wouldn't be able to follow me. So there I was, in the snow, completely out of breath, running out of the bus by a Marco's Pizza, which I've never heard of, but sure.
Yeah.
Marco's Pizza. I looked up and he was just staring at me through the bus window, shaking his head. Oof.
Ew, this Oof. Is creepy.
At this point, I felt so alone. The only thing I could think to do was call my roommates who I knew were home. I dialed their numbers as I was hyperventilating from fear. They picked up and I couldn't even put into words what had happened. So I just breathed heavily and started crying on the other line. Eventually, I was able to make out what happened, and I have never seen my roommates drive so quickly. They picked me up within 2 minutes, and I was safe. The aftermath of that incident was hard for me to move past. I was paranoid and scared, and at my apartment, classes, and especially work, just terrified. At the advice of my parents and roommates, I didn't take the bus after that. In fact, my roommates picked me up from everywhere for the next 5 weeks. They made sure I was never alone and that I wasn't walking anywhere in the dark by myself. The next day, I told my boss what happened in case she saw anything suspicious to let me know. She also walked me out of work from then on. I had a great support system to get me through those few following weeks. In the spring, I felt safe to ride the bus again. I mean, he couldn't see me again after all those months, right? So it was a spring afternoon where I finally gained the courage to ride the bus again. I felt safe because it was a different time of day and I had my loved ones on speed dial. It was in the middle of my ride when all of a sudden, a middle-aged man came onto the bus and looked right at me.
Ew, what?
My heart sank when I saw his face. I recognized him immediately. All he did was smile and wave at me. And needless to say, that was the last time I ever rode the bus. I never saw him again or heard anything about him, but I still wonder what exactly happened, as I have blocked out a lot of what happened due to the traumatic memories of it. I hope you enjoyed my story. Feel free to cut parts if it's too long. Love you guys and happy spooky season.
Gross.
It's so sad that we have to like be on guard like that. But I just finished watching Dahmer, and that is something that Dahmer would have done. It's the like
he was very pushy. And
he
persistent.
Was very pushy and just socially off, like yeah. socially awkward. Didn't pick up on cues. Like wasn't able to like hide like. Being happy about something, like she said, he sounded like he was satisfied knowing her name. Like that's something I feel like would have been very similar to Dahmer, like just not being able to hide those emotions, like getting unnecessarily angry at her not wanting to give him her number.
Yeah,
you know, like it's so uncomfortable and it's so sad and it's terrifying because she's yeah. just riding her bus home from school.
It is scary. And you know, there's been like so many times where like I'll be in my car like at a stoplight or something, and I like just because I'm like looking around and someone will catch my attention, and I'll be like watching the person in the car next to me mm-hmm. and they're like picking their nose or like doing crazy things to the point where you're like they know no one's like watching them
yeah.
but I am
yeah.
so then like that will get me like spiraling where I'm like how often are like people watching me and I don't even know
yeah.
and you do hear stalker stories where like they've been stalking them for like months and yeah. people have no idea
yeah and I really just want to applaud Sarah because she did all the right things like yeah she gave him her real name but like the whole fake number and trying to like ward him off and even like misspelling her name. Like those were all really clever ideas for thinking on the spot like that, yeah. Which I thought was really awesome.
I think too, I've heard like when you're in those situations, it's good to like call certain things out. So like if you have a person who's being persistent mm-hmm. about like, give me your number and getting angry, being like, sir, you're making me very uncomfortable right now. Please stop asking. I don't feel comfortable giving you my number.
And saying it at a loud level so yeah. that the people next to you.
But a lot of times if you're saying like, you're making me uncomfortable this is really inappropriate how you're talking to me. Like sometimes when you like verbally say that, it causes like people to like jump back and be like, oh shoot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think like being like very firm and like persistent, you don't have to be like rude, like ew, why would I ever give you my number, like because that's just like you know, you don't want to poke the beast.
If he is a bad guy, let's not insult him.
Yes.
Yes. But there is nothing wrong with being blunt.
Yeah.
And I think in that moment, the best possible situation would be to do what Taryn said, to say, you're making me uncomfortable so loud so that the bus driver can hear.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it very clear that this guy is coming on to a very young girl.
Yeah.
And is making her like one of the fellow bus riders uncomfortable. I feel like that would get everyone's attention easily enough. And then for like people that are alone, I see nothing wrong with picking up the phone, calling your roommate or mother or father or whoever you can, and just being like, hi, there's a guy here who's making me uncomfortable and I want you on the phone right now, and letting him hear that so he knows that you're talking to someone who's aware of what's going on. And you just start, he's about 5'2", he has brown hair, blue eyes. Like, I would literally do that on the phone so he can hear.
Yeah, if he's
to make
like
him that
line,
uncomfortable
yeah.
so he can leave, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Ugh. But Sarah, I'm so sorry you went through that. I think you handled it so well. And I'm glad you have amazing roommates.
I know. That's so sweet.
I know.
Well, shall we end with a dad joke?
Yes, ma'am. I need this always.
Always.
Yeah.
I'll do two.
It lightens
just
it.
Just for you.
It lightens it.
What's the best thing to put into pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
Your guesses are getting worse. Now you're just saying the exact words.
What's the best thing to put into pumpkin
into
pie?
Into a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin seed.
Your teeth.
Ugh. God.
Good one, Taryn. Okay. Where does a ghost go on vacation?
I don't know.
Malibu.
Oh, my God. Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know. We love you the mostest. Be sure to check us out on YouTube. We have our big Halloween episode coming up this coming Monday. We're very excited about it. We hope you enjoyed your bonus episode because this was all for you guys.
Yep.
We did this for you. We're very excited for Halloween, spooky season, and our final episode coming up.
We love you all. Stay safe. Bye.
Stay safe out there. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.